get better. The ball doesn't, there's only one ball, and there's, you know, there's three, four guys going out for a route. So we want to be able to evaluate every play all the time, whether the ball's coming to them or not. And so I've always found over the years that you can get a lot out of evaluation, even in a short period of time. And I want to see an unselfishness just in their attitude and kind of pulling for the other guys and excitement and energy. And then there's always that part of the evaluation process is, can you run all day? Can you run all day, and can you go when you're tired? So that's what we're in the process of getting into right now.
Are they catching the ball the way you like?
Well, as a coach, you don't want any drops, so no. I mean, you want 100% catches. It's something that you get in a groove. We always got to demand the best of ourselves. We expect perfection.
Frank, very often with wide receivers, there's a big difference even in the top draft choices between their first and second years. Do you see Aguilar coming out in that direction?
I think there is something to that. You see that in receivers, and I think a lot of that is just a confidence, and the game slows down, and those two go hand in hand. So we've said it all off season, that's our expectation of Nelson. One thing that does pop up on the film, even just in a couple practices here with the pads on, he's got a quickness off the line of scrimmage. He has some vertical speed to challenge you deep, and he just has very good footwork. And in this league, you have to be able to beat press coverage. You have to beat press coverage. And he has a natural ability to get off the line versus press. And he's got to be able to use that to his advantage to help our team.
So why wasn't that apparent last season? I know you weren't here, but you've seen the film. Why wasn't he able to accomplish that very much?
I mean, I did watch most of the film from last year. I will say this, the film that I saw last year, I saw flashes of it. I mean, you saw it. So we come in and I said, oh, this guy can beat press coverage. He can get off the line of scrimmage versus press coverage. So I didn't really get into evaluating their scheme and what they were trying to do a whole lot. But you could see flashes of it. And a lot of times when you're in that tempo offense that they were in, you don't get quite as much press coverage. They play a little softer just trying to get lined up because they were going so fast. I would anticipate he'll have more opportunities to do that this year. His accuracy, timing, I think Sam, one of Sam's strengths, he got many, but he keeps it real simple, and it's not because he has to, it's because that's the best way to play football, that you want to have a sophisticated understanding of everything, but yet still keep it simple. And that's really what we try to teach and ingrain in the guys. When you teach a system and when you teach all the options that are available, you tell a quarterback, here's all the options, here's the progression, here's all the protection checks. But his job is to keep it simple, to see the coverage, but yet to narrow it down in his progression, because at the end of the day, it's about matchups, it's about finding little windows, and I think he has a very instinctive and natural way of doing that, and then he's very accurate with the ball.
Brandon Brooks has missed, I guess a week now or five practices. At what point does that become a concern, considering an offensive line needs to go through the region?
Yeah, I mean, offensive line is probably, the one area, I mean, every area, but certainly they got to gel together, and they're in pads now, so you want them out there. But, the last thing I would say to Brandon is I wouldn't want him to rush it. You don't want him to rush it because we need him for the long haul. So you don't want to do anything stupid. So you got to be patient and trust the trainers, trust Brandon. But certainly you don't like to miss any time.
How about Wisniewski?
Wisniewski's looked great. I mean, he's really looked great. He's incredibly smart. He's very stout. He's been, I don't want to say a surprise. That's why we signed him. But he's met and exceeded expectations.
What about your young running guys? What do you see from them? They're all kind of the same guy build-wise. What's different? How do you differentiate them?
Yeah, I mean, I think, Smallwood has maybe a little bit more size to him, but, I think he has really good vision. He's patient in the hole, but then he's got speed through the hole. Kenyon, I think, is a really good all-around back. I think he can make you miss in the open field. I like his vision. He's doing great in protections. And I've been very impressed with him the whole off season. Of course, when we got here, everyone was in my ear about how good this guy is going to be a player, and that's what we're seeing. Marshall has really showed me a couple things here the last couple days. I think he has natural running ability in the open field. He's very elusive, and you see good instincts and vision by him. said it's got a little bit more size to him, plays a little bit bigger, plays a little bit more stout. And then, of course, you know, Ryan's not been on the field yet, but, you know, it's a good group. It's a good group. And Sproles is, you know, I mean, Sproles is Sproles. I mean, you know, he's the best.
With Marshall, how big a deal is it that he missed so much of the spring? Is he still trying to figure things out more than the other guy?
You know, it seems like he's caught up pretty quick. You know, I mean, I haven't really noticed. It hasn't jumped off the film a whole bunch with mental errors. I mean, Deuce is going to – he's done a good job, and Deuce has done a good job with him and, you know, kind of keeping it all tight and – the system, but he's looked good, and you know, can't do anything about what he's missed. You just got to make sure you accelerate the process now.
And what kind of players have you thought could transition maybe to fullback or H-back that may not be there now?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first part.
The fullback, the H-back position, what players do you think may be able to transition there that haven't yet?
Well, you know, we got Chris and Trey working there. You can always work an offensive lineman in. You know, sometimes, you know, it just depends. The roster, you got to be able to, you know, when you get down to 53, it gets tough. And so, you know, you always hope you have one offensive lineman or sometimes even a defensive lineman that you can bring in and use in special situations. But we expect Chris and Trey to carry the bulk of that load. And it's not a huge part of what we do, but it's definitely something that we have a system of play. You know, we have a system of plays for our two back stuff that they got to be in there for.
And left guard, will you mix more players in there with your first team, or is that Alan Barber's
team? I mean, you know, it's competitive. You know, Alan's a starter right now, but it's like every position, it's competitive, and Alan's done a great job. So, been very impressed with Alan, very impressed with the whole line as a group. You know, it's funny when I look at the O line. Obviously, you have to evaluate them individually, but there's a side. You know, as you want, they're a unit. They just got to work together. And at some level, of just my experience has been they got to be interchangeable parts. So we really, you know, Doug and I really rely on Stout a lot to get those guys where you can mix and move parts, and you got to cross train them because guys get dinged and they're out for a game or two. So they just as a unit have to continue to cross train. We got to mix guys in at all those positions.
You mentioned in the final 53 with the offensive line. What's a comfortable number that you would like to, you know, maybe keep?
You know, that's really. I mean, we always want as many as we can. You know, I always want as many as you can. But that really comes down to the head coach and Howie, you know, Doug and Howie making that decision on how the roster will shape out in the end.
Frank, Doug talked about, and this is different than you are here last year, teaching these guys during the practice, you know, stopping it. Do you get more in the field or do you get more in the
field? Well, yeah, it's a both thing. You know, as far as corrections on the field, how do you handle them? There are different philosophies. You know, some coaches will say, let him play, we'll correct in the film room. I really am all in on Doug's belief and philosophy and system of make quick corrections on the field. Don't belabor it, but there's nothing like immediate feedback. So, but you got to find the balance. And that's where he, as the head coach, kind of, he reins us in. He doesn't want us to go crazy with corrections on the field, but he wants quick, immediate feedback. And then in the film room, we can kind of talk it out a little bit more with the players.
Do you have the overall athleticism to do everything that you want to do within the structure of this offense?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you look at how this system performed in Kansas City the last 3 years, you know, playoff team. So we're, you know, I think we're going to be very, very strong up front. We're very strong, you know, quarterback. You know, our running back and wide receiver mix, you know, we got playmakers. You know, we got playmakers. And, but it's got to develop. You know, it's got to develop, and obviously we're always going to be optimistic, and but I just know you can't assume anything. I mean, I got to see it day in and day out on the practice field, and then when game time comes, we got to see who those guys are going to step up in the big moments.
How do you say two more guys during the offseason? You know, the Ray and Marcy, who have you seen so far?
You know, well, TJ, you know, obviously TJ got dinged early, you know, but he's got speed. You know, Chris Givens has good speed. You know, he's a guy who's proven he can get vertical and make plays down the field in this league. You know, Marcus Johnson, young guy's got some speed. You know, Jordan made a nice play. The speed thing, it's funny. You definitely, there's raw speed. You can't coach it. You can't buy it. But there's also way, you know, there's just certain guys that have a knack. And and there's a lot of ways to kind of scheme things up to try to get guys down the field. So we got to do that, and then at times it's going to come down to somebody having the raw speed to run by somebody. But there's not many times in this league where you're running 5 yards behind people. It's finding little windows, making accurate throws as a receiver, using leverage, having a good move at the line of scrimmage, creating something downfield for them that they can find a little window down the field.
What did you see out of Carson?
You know, Carson's been good. You know, he's had a great start, in my opinion. You know, his grasp of the offense is as good as you can expect for this time. Fundamentally, he looks rock solid. You know, always getting better, throwing the ball well. So, very pleased with his progress.
Okay.
Thank you.